squeeze and a little kiss. Give a little hug. I want some more of this. Take a little time. Yeah, make a little fuss. That's what a woman wants. So give a little love. 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 Yeah, give a little love. Yeah, give a little love. Give a little love. Oh, give a little love. Yeah, give a little love.
Give a little love. Give a little love. Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundi. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Recovery efforts continue at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. ABC's Perry Russum is there with more on the remains of the two construction workers who were found on Wednesday.
Emergency workers had started telling the construction workers to get off the bridge, but it was too late for some. Divers recovered the bodies of two workers from a red truck submerged in 25 feet of water. Officials have now paused the search for the four other missing workers, saying the wreckage in the water makes it too dangerous to continue.
It is sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange SBX. Prosecutors are asking for more than 30 years behind bars for defrauding investors. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5 years behind bars. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, about an hour and a half west of Chicago. 15-year-old girl among the four people killed. The suspect is in custody. No motive. Another big jackpot. Nobody won Powerball last night. Top prize for this weekend, more than $900 million. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a new law to try to help homeowners who have seen their properties taken over by squatters. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Effective July 1st, any property owner dealing with a squatter can go to their local sheriff, show proof of ownership, sign a form, and get the squatter tossed out. All 50 states have some form of a squatter's rights law meant to protect long-term tenants from eviction, often leading to a lengthy and expensive court process for the owner.
Two big cocaine busts in Colombia, one in a speedboat, was caught with more than 3 tons of drugs on board, worth about $113 million. In another, 2 tons of cocaine was found at a port, packed in avocados. And the future of the dachshund may be in danger. In Germany, a bill there calls for a ban on the breeding of the so-called little sausage dogs for their legs and long bodies that can cause spinal problems for them. Critics of the bill say the breed is part of Germany's heritage, though. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wednesday, a Dane County court jury found Wisconsin Department of Justice Special Agent Mark Wagner not guilty of recklessly endangering safety. Wagner fired his weapon at Quadron Wilson during a 2022 traffic stop. Investigators say Wilson wasn't armed at the time of the incident. For the first time in six waves of surveys by Bloomberg News, President Biden now leads Donald Trump in Wisconsin by a slight 46-45% margin. Biden had trailed Trump by 4 points last month. About 5,000 registered voters were surveyed for the poll, which has a 3% margin of error. And it's the end of a tradition as Quick Trip is set to discontinue bagged milk. The convenience store chain has been offering milk in bags for 40 years, but company officials say fewer and fewer people have been buying the bags, and they're ending the sales in May. Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Getting up to 5% back is easy at Fleet Farm. Fleet Rewards members can earn up to 5% back on every purchase, in-store and online. The earnings stack up automatically. The more you buy, the more you earn. No rebates, no coupons, no hassles. And Fleet Rewards membership is easy, so sign up now and start earning up to 5% back on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wisconsin Radio Network News Director Bob Haig. From coverage of politics at the state capitol to correspondents around Wisconsin.
Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Carl Cooley for Wisconsin Radio Network.
I'm Rachel Charniak, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Tad Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You can count on WRN to keep you up to date on the news you need to know. At the capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines. Available only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny and just a little bit warmer today. Our high 36 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 5 to 10, so not as windy today. Tonight it'll be clear, low of 18. Tomorrow cloudy with some afternoon showers and a high near 49. If you love good barbecue, go to GrandpasBBQShop.com and try Grandpa's barbecue sauce. It is wicked good. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He was working through college. My grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild on the banks of the river. was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud you do, hey, we could use some more like me and you. The stars and stripes and the eagle fly. Yes, there's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. The bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. No, it ain't the only place on earth, but it's the only place that I prefer. to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. With the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Go ahead, sing along. You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Me and the boys that I knew in school. 30 years old, as stubborn as a herd of mules. We get all cleaned up on a Saturday night. We say yes to the girls when they ask if they look alright. Load up the cars and ride around, roll down the windows and we go to town. Hey, we talk too slow, drive too fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be. The boys and me. The phone rings, it's a call of the wild. In a clothes we wear. Finally come back in style. We got some tall tales that we love to tell. They may not be true, but we sure do remember them well. We work hard to have a little fun. Roll up our sleeves and get the job done, son. Talk too slow, drive too fast. We're high on life and we're low on gas. Trying to make the way things are the way things used to be. The boys and me.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Sawyer Brown and the boys and me here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning, and good morning. I'm Brian. Winnikin's temperatures in the teens this morning. Afternoon highs expected in the 30s. And we'll have more details here coming up this hour with our ag weather forecast as a bit of a warming trend is in store. Plus, we'll talk with Jeff Van Preverage. He is CEO of Columbia Grain. They own the Great River Organic Milling Facility in Fountain City. That's where they're packaging that new product, the Climate Smart Grown Rice. That is grown in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, and they're selling it commercially now. It's available now for consumers. So we're going to talk with Jeff a little bit about that here coming up this hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A mysterious cattle illness in at least two states that could be coming from a bird flu. Joining us is the point person for the National Milk Producers Federation who's been following this, Jamie Jonker, who joins us here on Dairy Radio Now to tell us more about this mysterious cattle illness. Jamie, what do you know?
Yeah, so earlier this week, USDA reported that it had found cases of high-path avian influenza in samples from dairy farms, two farms in Kansas and two farms in Texas. There may be other farms in those states that also have been experiencing the same type of issues, but there have not been positive samples for high pathogenic avian influenza from those farms found at this point in time.
Do we know how severe this cattle illness is to these cows?
So based upon a field report and what USDA and the Texas Animal Health Commission have reported is that herds that appear to be affected, about 10% of the milking herd displays clinical symptoms. These are often characterized by decreased food intake, decreased rumination, changes in the manure consistency, and substantially decreased milk production. In some cases, there are some other secondary signs that happen. Some animals have elevated temperature and some animals have respiratory issues, but those are not as universal as the issues of the decreased feed intake, decreased rumination, and the significant decrease in milk production.
And narrowing down the source, it appears this is coming from birds?
So USDA on Monday indicated that they believe that migratory birds are the source of the high-path avian influenza in the samples that they found. But I will say the epidemiological investigation is still ongoing, and so we want to allow USDA, the state animal health officials, the private practicing veterinarians that are working with these herds, and the dairy farm owners and managers themselves work through this process of the epidemiological investigation.
So, Jamie, what can dairy farmers do if this does happen, a mysterious cattle illness, perhaps from the bird flu, does happen on their farm? What can they do?
So if a dairy farmer sees these types of symptoms that are unusual on their farm and not related to another disease issue that may happen in their herd from time to time, they should first contact their herd veterinarian and have that herd veterinarian come out and do an investigation. If that herd veterinarian believes that it is related to this incident that's been happening in Texas and Kansas, that veterinarian then should contact their state animal health official for follow-up. And that follow-up will include things like taking samples to send to the state veterinary diagnostic laboratory. And samplings are important to help determine if what's happening in a herd actually is related to this ongoing incident in Texas and Kansas and can help confirm the impact that the high path avian influenza may have in this ongoing incident.
So the USDA obviously aware of this. They're trying to figure out the exact source. Is there anything else you can add to this, Jamie?
So, you know, USDA is obviously continuing its work in this arena. There's additional testing that is happening, and that epidemiological investigation continues. Gathering more samples and having more outcomes from the diagnostics help fill in the picture. What we are encouraging dairy farmers to do is to look at their biosecurity to help do risk mitigation on their farms, things that they can do to reduce the contact of birds with their animals, making sure that if they see potential signs of this, that they are having their herd veterinarian come out to the farm to investigate and determine whether or not it rises to the level of suspicion that warrants involving the state and federal animal health officials.
Thanks for the update, Jamie. Jamie Jonker is Chief Science Officer and Vice President of Sustainability and Scientific Affairs with the National Milk Producers Federation. Learn more at nmpf.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
At Target, count on our great deals just in time for Easter. Save $5 when you spend $30 on toys with Target Circle so you can fill their baskets with fun, like cuddly stuffed animals or 50-piece sidewalk chalk, all from only $5. Add an Easter chocolate faves at BOGO 50% off, from Cadbury to Reese's Mini Eggs and more. And get great family picks with new Easter looks. It's easy with 20% off dresses, polos, and more. Hop in fast for our best Easter deals, only at Target. Restrictions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
I'm not yours and baby, you're not mine. We've got something and it sure is fine. Let's take our love one night at a time. There's one thing that we both agree. I like you and baby you like me. Let's take our love one night at a time. Love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time. About you all day long. It feels so good, it can't be wrong. I got my fingers crossed that this goes on and on. Tomorrow, well, that's another day. Come on, baby, now, what do you say? Let's take our love one night at a time. Gonna get it right, gonna get it right. One
that this goes on and on. All night, love all night, practice makes perfect, gonna get it right, gonna get it right, one night at a time.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. George Strait, One Night at a Time, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, 23 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, they're lower once again. April down 13 to 15.51, May down 10 to 15.95, June down 14 to 16.63, July down 2 at 17.50. Cheese markets were lower yesterday, barrels and blocks down 1 and 3 quarters. Barrels at 142, blocks at 140 and 3 quarters, 1 trade a barrel, 3 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 1 to 284, 1 trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a quarter to 112, 4 trades on the day. Dry whey steady, or up a quarter rather, to 40 and a quarter, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets could be mostly higher today after a turnaround late in the session yesterday, once some of the cash markets began to come in just a bit higher. Now, it is a holiday-shortened trading week, and that did help the cattle markets yesterday. There could be some extended buying interest today. Hog markets were mostly higher. They could be mixed today. A lot of positioning ahead of that quarterly hogs and pigs report. The trade also continuing to watch consumer and packer demand. April live cattle opened the day at 183.60, June at 178.67, August 176.67. March feeder cattle open at 248, April 246.87, and May at 248.27. April hogs open the day at 86.10, May 92.40, June at 101.60. Chicago Board of Trade this morning, corn markets are relatively flat. Soybeans are slightly lower. Wheat also moving relatively flat today. Now, the markets pretty much are positioning ahead of the USDA acreage and stocks estimates. Again, we have that three-day Easter holiday weekend also coming up. May and July corn both up a half this morning. May at 427 and a quarter, July at 439 and three quarters. September and new crop up a quarter. September at 448 and three quarters. December 462 and a half. May beans down 5 at 1187 and a half. July down 4 and a half to 1202. August down 4 and a quarter to 12 and three quarters. New crop down 4 to 1179 and a half. May soybean meal down $1.70 to $3.37.30, while May soybean oil up 3 cents to $47.70. May wheat in Chicago steady this morning at 547 and a half. July up three quarters to 563 and a half. Minneapolis wheat May steady at 651. July down a half to 656 and three quarters. Energy markets this morning are higher. May crude oil up $1.06 to 82.41. June up 99 cents to 81.77. April and May gas both up 2 cents, April at 270, May at 269. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 372, April 375, May 378, new crop 407. Cash beans 1108, April 1113, May 1118, new crop $10.99. At Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $3.94 3/4, April $3.88 3/4, May $3.88 3/4, new crop $4.07 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $3.77, April $3.91, May $3.91, new crop $4.12. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and April corn $3.66, new crop $4.07, cash and April beans $11.12, new crop $11.08. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $3.77, new crop $4.07, cash beans $11.14, new crop $10.98. At Red Wing Grains, cash and April corn $4.05, May $4.08, new crop $4.12, cash beans $11.66, April $11.68, May $11.72, new crop $11.28. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $3.65, new crop $4.07, cash beans $11.15, new crop $11.08. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle $164 to $189, Holstein fed cattle $140 to $172, market cows $90 to $130, bulls $122 to $160, calves $270 to $990, beef steers $135 to $365, Holstein steers $145 to $335. Sheep markets: market lambs $220 and down, light lambs $250 and down, ewes $100 and down, rams $115 and down. Goat markets: does $210 and down, bucks $195 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs $225 to $245 and ewes from $75 to $135. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Who's been, have your boots been under?
And who's the lips of you been kissed? your boots been under?
Music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She's been gone. she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house, and sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. Been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins, and joining us this morning, Jeff Van Preverage. He is CEO of Columbia Grain, Enrich Foods, and Great River Milling. Now, they have a packaging facility in Fountain City, and we had Secretary of Agriculture at this facility to announce a brand new product from the Climate Smart Initiative program. And Jeff, thanks for joining us. Okay, first, I guess, tell us about this facility here in Fountain City.
This facility is a three-year-old facility that Columbia Grain acquired in June of 2023, as we wanted to utilize the facility to go further downstream with our farmers' products, be able to package them, and distribute across America as premium products. As you can see from observing the facility, it's a premium-built product. It's a premium-built facility, and we're really looking forward to what we can do with the rice through this system here.
So let's talk about that. You mentioned it's the first of its kind, a long-grain rice that's first to market, part of the USDA's Climate Smart Agriculture Program. Okay, tell us about this product.
So this product was grown in Arkansas by farmers utilizing the Climate Smart production process. And what they're doing is they're using a wet and dry system for their rice, and using that system reduces the amount of methane that is produced. Some say anywhere from 60 to 95%. It reduces water usage by 33%. It creates carbon sequestration in the ground and improves soil health. And the other item that we found is that the absorption of heavy metals is significantly reduced in this production process, which if they were in the rice later on, we would consume it.
So your company reached out to the folks that were doing the Climate Smart project with these farmers because they had to also develop a market. What made you decide to say, okay, you know, we're going to buy this rice separate from everybody else and package it here?
It was a collaborative effort, really. AgriCapture started the program, and John said that they needed a partner to help market the product. We're in the business of marketing products. We're in the business of branding products. And rice goes well with our peas, lentils, chickpeas that we use in this facility. So we wanted to add that product in. The fact that we could be the sole holder of the Climate Smart product, climate friendly rice, really gave us incentive to step in and say, we're going to take the risk and we're going to be a leader in this so that we can continue to push sustainability across America.
Talking with Jeff Van Prevage, he is CEO of Columbia Grain. They own the Great Rivers packaging facility in Fountain City, as they announced on Tuesday the first to market a long grain rice market, or product rather, that is being packaged here and being sold in grocery stores. It's the first from the USDA Climate Smart Agriculture program. So, Jeff, where it's being packaged here, where is this rice product then being shipped to? What grocery stores? Is it grocery stores across the country or certain, only Whole Foods or something like that?
Well, today you're witnessing the launch of Climate Friendly Rice. So today you can find it on Amazon, on our Great River sites. Soon you will find it in grocery stores across America. We believe you will find it in the higher people with more prerogative towards quality, organic, whole foods, natural foods. You'll find it in those grocery stores. It's not a organic product. It's a climate smart product. So you may not find it in organic stores, but you're going to find it in stores that are conscientious about the foods that we eat and are looking for high nutritional value.
Why this facility in Fountain City? Oh, now, granted, you're starting off with Amazon, but to get the rice in, I mean, is it coming up river, or is it being trucked, rail? How's it coming here?
It's a combination of truck, rail, toting, bringing it into the facility, and then packaging from here. So there is added cost over what maybe other people have to offer, but this is a premium facility, and it, as I said, this is what Columbia Grain owns. This is where we package our premium quality foods, and it just fit in well with what we were doing. We actually had designed this particular line to sit in Hastings, Nebraska, and then we found Enrich Foods in the Great River milling process, and so we decided to put it in to this facility.
Is this facility expandable? I mean, granted, you've just started today, so maybe I'm six steps down the road here, but are you looking at potential expansion?
We are. There's land certainly around us, and as we grow this business, we do intend to grow. One of the things we like about Fountain City is I can tell you we have tremendous employees here. They come to work, they get the job done, and they take pride in what they're doing, and that was another reason for bringing the rice into this facility. But we do have the capability to expand and add on as we grow.
Are you hoping to expand overseas as well? Again, with Amazon, I guess you can if it's on the internet. But, I mean, are you looking to actively, like Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, they actively go to Europe or to the Middle East or to Asia to market Wisconsin cheese. So are you looking at trying to do the same with this?
We're actively talking with our customers overseas already. When you were in the peas, beans, lentil business, those entities typically will handle rice as another commodity that they distribute. So we are working with our partners overseas today to take U.S.-grown, climate-friendly rice and put it in the store shelves in South America, put it in the store shelves in Europe as well.
Jeffa Van Prevez. She's CEO of Columbia Grain. They have their new packaging facility, or the packaging facility here in Fountain City. Something brand spanking new with coming out of this facility. You can look for it on Amazon as well, and probably at the Duran Fresh Market soon down the road. A new long grain rice that has come from the USDA Climate Smart Agriculture Commodities Program. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Temperatures are expected to warm above freezing today and begin melting the snow in our ag weather forecast. Now, the warming trend will also continue with temperatures continuing to warm into the 40s through the end of the week with higher relative humidity values. Mostly sunny throughout the day today, highs 32 to 37, relative humidities at 52 to 57%, west winds at 5 to 10, gusting to 20 early. We'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear, lows 13 to 18, relative humidities at 91 to 96%, west winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the northeast. For Friday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, highs 44 to 49, relative humidities at 52 to 57%, east winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 25. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 40 to 45. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Monday, mostly cloudy, rain likely, highs 45 to 50. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan Ford. Tom, if someone's looking for a pre-owned vehicle, they should see you first.
We've got a great selection of used cars, very nice cars, and trucks, SUVs, 4x4s, Escapes, Edges, little everything, even pickup truck. So folks, come and see us, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota, celebrating 50 years on the corner, where cars and trucks are like eggs. They're cheaper in the country.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Duran Smokehouse has gone hog wild. Now through March 31st, get whole hogs at $2.69 a pound, half hogs $2.79 a pound. Plus, get $50 off a half beef or $25 off a quarter beef from Duran Smokehouse.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Check your new baby chicks to make sure they don't have poopy butts. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. It's a problem that's harmful to their fragile health and has to be dealt with so you don't lose them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.